today's No Sweat News. Here it is. Final stories that could turn up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. Metallica vinyl version of S&M. Got the lottery tickets and a bandana. All brought to you by Allstate, because you're driving less, you could save on money with a paper mile insurance plan from Allstate. Well, see, now this is a little stereotype action here.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, it's sad to say, but, you know, the whole dumb criminal thing, definitely a stereotype. And then there's the donuts and police officers thing, okay?
Yeah.
It's a little worn out.
That's cliche.
But in this case, well, Dateline California, 3 o'clock in the morning Monday, three people pull into a 24-hour donut shop for a snack, and it turned out they had just robbed a house not too far away.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing like robbing a house to get the hunger pangs going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed.
Well, it just happened to be that there were three police officers inside the donut shop getting a snack themselves.
Well, you know, there you go.
They aren't doing a hell of a lot of business at 3 o'clock in the morning, so the police officers nudged each other. Oh, look at these guys. Just at the same time as one of the three robbers was getting out of the car and dropping her pot pipe on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Their radios went off with the, we've got a report of three people in such and such car who just robbed a residence.
Oh, boy. That's about the easiest collar these cops have ever gotten.
Chief Wiggum could have solved this one.
This is easy.
So they literally just had to put the donuts and coffee down for a little bit and collect the people outside. Fortunately, no one was hurt. One of them had an automatic weapon tucked into their waistband.
Yikes.
The police did their thing. I assume they went back to the donuts. Hopefully they got a warm-up, you know, because...
Well, hopefully they went with a jelly donut after hearing that. What, didn't you say that there's a jelly donut shortage? I thought you said that.
A jelly donut shortage?
Maybe that was one of Gotz's
words. Those
weird
words
little...
have not come out of my mouth. No. There was the woman who set the record for eating jelly donuts.
Right. No, I know.
And I thought I could do it. But I don't know that there's a shortage.
I just want to be on the record and say, people always do that cliche of cops eating donuts, but who doesn't love a donut? Like, it's crazy. The cliche should be human beings love donuts, not police
cops
officers.
Cops happen to be human beings,
Exactly.
No, I hear you there.
Everyone loves donuts.
Well, here you go. Story number two. Did you put on the quarantine 15? You sat around on the couch eating jelly donuts.
Oh, yeah.
When quarantine hit, you put on 15 pounds.
Hell yeah.
Well, here's a fitness website that is going to apparently pay you to take off that quarantine 15. They are looking for four people to try a different diet, keep track of your progress on social media, and just for doing it, you get $8,000.
What's the website?
The first rule is you have to have a BMI, body mass index, of 30 or more, which means you're a little overweight.
What the hell is that? Oh, okay.
And that, quite frankly, this could be sizist against fit people, so I'm going to sue.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to let me in the contest.
How can I look up but my BMI, though?
I digress.
That's just the question.
BMI calculator. Just Google that. You'll pull it right up. Okay. If you would like to apply to lose your quarantine 15 and earn $8,000, then just go to the Total Shape website. Finally, this morning, is it too early for Christmas stuff to go on sale?
Yes.
September 17th, about a month and a half from Halloween.
Too early.
We
got to get through Halloween, and then I'm okay with the early Christmas
stuff. A new survey asked people if it's too early for stores to start putting out Christmas stuff. A full 75% of people agreed, saying, yes, it is way too early. 19% said, hell no, bring it on. This lady in Wales obviously lies with the 19%. Caroline Gabe of Wales just finished putting up her holiday lights on her house. It's a big thing. She's one of those big displays in the neighborhood with
those.
The giant inflatable Frosty. Two of them, in fact. A big inflatable Santa. Candy canes lit up, lining all the walkways. The whole house is lit up. Why did she put her Christmas lights up early?
Why?
She says she don't care if it's like 3-4 months early. She put her lights up to cheer up the neighborhood because of the whole COVID thing.
Not a bad thought.
Okay.
Can't get on her for that. Except the one thing is that, to me, Halloween decorations are so much fun.
Yeah.
But I'm all about early Christmas decorations. You just got to get through Halloween first.
And then in about 6 weeks, she's going to put up a GoFundMe for her electric bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that is the No Sweat News for today. Tomorrow we'll do the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. I read 4 stories on the air. 3 were part of our No Sweat News feature this week. 1, I'm going to make up today. After I visit that new medicinal marijuana place in Neatontown.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
We should do a live remote from there. Maybe please. Do some free giveaways.
Please. This is a great idea.
Bring the kids. Why don't you?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, here's how the quiz works. If you spot the phony story, then you can, you got a great shot at being the winner. Okay?
All right.
All right. So we'll see you tomorrow right about now for that.